Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show where we discuss SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. Today's episode is about NASA and SpaceX and the Artemis 3 mission. Now, the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has released a report indicating that NASA's highly anticipated Artemis 3 moon landing, originally scheduled for late 2025, is likely to be postponed until at least 2027. This delay is attributed to slower than expected progress in the development of both the human landing system, the Starship, and new lunar spacesuits by Axiom Space. The report released on November 30th provides a comprehensive analysis of the challenges and the setbacks that have impacted the Artemis program, a cornerstone of NASA's efforts to return humans to the lunar surface for the first time since 1972. Now, the GAO's findings highlight several critical issues with the HLS development under SpaceX. The report notes that the project has encountered various challenges, including a condensed timeline, delayed development milestones, and extensive technical work still required. The report suggests that the pace of progress on HLS is slower than expected, with more than half the allocated schedule consumed just to reach the preliminary design review phase. This lag contrasts with the average progression rate for major NASA projects, which typically complete the phase within 35% of their overall timelines. And a crucial aspect of SpaceX's HLS program is the Starship Lunar Lander. Despite the company's efforts, the GAO report points out that SpaceX has had to postpone several key events from 2023 to 2024, further compressing the already tight schedule. Technical milestones yet to be achieved include the validation of Starship Super Heavy's Raptor engine performance and demonstrating the ability to transfer cryogenic propellant in space. The latter is a prerequisite for the critical design review of the Starship lander. NASA officials, while acknowledging these challenges, have not disclosed specific details regarding the revised schedule of HLS development submitted by SpaceX. Jim Free, NASA's Associate Administrator for Exploration Systems Development, emphasized that the interconnectedness of the lander's development with other elements of the Artemis program during a meeting of the NASA Advisory Council's Human Exploration and Operations Committee. The GAO report also sheds light on the development of lunar spacesuits by Axiom Space. The report flags potential delays in this area, noting that Axiom is still in the early stages of suit development with a preliminary design review scheduled for November. Challenges include redesigning parts of the suit to meet NASA's requirements for emergency life support capabilities and dealing with supply chain issues that could extend lead times for critical components. GAO's analysis underscores the ambitious nature of the Artemis 3 mission schedule. The HLS program aims to complete its development in 79 months, 13 months less than the average for NASA major projects. Now, this condensed timeline, combined with the complexity of human spaceflight, presents significant hurdles going forward. The report reveals that as of September of 2023, the HLS program had delayed 8 of 13 key events by at least 6 months, including critical tests that were postponed due to technical issues. And the challenges facing SpaceX's development of the HLS include the need for advanced technical capabilities like in-orbit propellant storage and transfer. Similarly, Axiom's effort to develop modernized spacesuits based on NASA's design faces its own set of design and development challenges. In response to these challenges, NASA has implemented additional processes to ensure that SpaceX's and Axiom Space's designs and systems meet mission requirements and maintain crew safety. This includes supplemental processes for system validation and insight clauses in contracts to maintain visibility into the contractor's development work. The GAO report is part of an ongoing assessment of NASA's Artemis program. Mandated by the House report provision, it aims to evaluate the progress in developing key systems for the Artemis 3 moon mission and to ensure that these systems will fulfill NASA's needs and uphold safety standards. This potential delay in the Artemis III mission represents a significant shift in NASA's timeline for returning humans to the moon. The Artemis program, which is integral to maintaining U.S. leadership in space exploration and preparing for future missions to Mars, now faces the challenge of overcoming these development hurdles to achieve its historic objectives. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I really do appreciate your support throughout the years that I've been doing this show. Now, if you want to support us even more, hit the subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform that you're listening on right now. Helps us out just a little bit. We get a new listener, which is awesome. Welcome to the Flight Club if you hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate you. And if you want to help more, go to patreon.com/stagezero, S-T-A-G-E-Z-E-R-O. And you can help us out over there and support our show. And we have a lot of Patreon supporters that continue to support us throughout the months. So without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you for that. Also, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, starshipshirts.com. If you want to get Starship inspired and SpaceX inspired and NASA inspired gear, go over there, starshipshirts.com, and pick yourself up a t-shirt. Any size, they ship anywhere, and they're printed just for you. Also, every episode of the show is about 10 minutes or under. We post every single day. So make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get all the latest news from NASA, SpaceX, and other spaceflight companies. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you tomorrow.